Hey guys, I wanted to give you a quick update on my indefinite hiatus from booze, and I wanted to do so over a beer. Don't worry, this is actually called Partake. It's a 0.3%. I think they have to do 3% or 0.3% because of legalities. So this is a booze-free beer, but it's an IPA. It's got an amazing hop flavor and aroma, and I've been dying for the taste of hops, so I bought these. But anyways, I want to give you guys an update because people have been asking. It's been crazy to see the impact that my first video has had. Not like it's like viral or anything huge, but if it was one person messaging me or commenting on it and saying that it's changed their life, that would be well worth it for me. But it's been the amount of personal messages that I've got on Facebook, the comments, and the comments on my YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're not on YouTube, go check it out. Like, it's so awesome. There's been some negative too, of course. That's always the way it is. If you want to put out public stuff, expect some backlash. It doesn't bother me one bit, especially when you take the negative and weigh it out against what the positive is. It's pretty laughable, but that's the way it is. So anyways, today has been 110 days since I decided to go on this indefinite hiatus, going booze-free for 110 days. And so I just want to share some quick thoughts and an update on for you. Biggest thing, I guess it is, it's gotten easier by the day. The first bit was easier than I thought it would be. There's been some trying times. The last month has been really difficult. I lost one of my close friends. He passed away March 8th, literally 30 feet away from me in his home, my neighbor. And that's been incredibly difficult to go through. Tempting to want to drink, to forget it all. If you've ever been through death of any kind, I've been through a lot of it. The finality of it all and all the questions and everything around it is very difficult. And there's just been a lot of other things that have gone on. Work's been amazing. I would love to be able to shut off. That still is a challenge. Just stuff, seeing people do terrible shit has been a big challenge for me. But I haven't broken, haven't flinched. And before anybody goes and says, hey man, that's so amazing, good for you, you're so strong, I wanna point something out, because it has nothing to do with being strong. It has everything to me, as I've been analyzing a lot of this, going through this process, it has everything to do, the only single reason why I've been able to carry on and stay strong and not break from this is because I have the appetite for something better. That's the only reason whatsoever. That's human motivation 101. You know, it makes me think about, lately I've been really wanting to start to take care of my physical health. I'm not nearly as active. I'm not active much at all. I really want to take care of that. I think I'm at a stage where I'm wanting to take care of that, start going to the gym or start just being more active. But I recognize I'm not at a place where I want it bad enough. For me to do it right now would just be forced. It would be because I know I want it in my head, but I don't really want it in my heart. And therefore, when there's other things that come up in the way, it would be very easy for me to quit. It would probably be inevitable for me to quit. And that's the difference with this for me. And this is what I'm trying to get to with for you. Is that some people look at things like this and they say, I could never be that strong, or I could never do that. There was a time 112 days ago when that was the case for me, where I looked at this and thought, I'm gonna get to this at some point. And it had been on my mind, but I didn't want it bad enough. I wasn't ready. And that is the thing. That's the difference. That's how we do anything, is by getting to a place where we have an appetite for it. And the only way I could do this is if I had the appetite for something better. I got to a place where I realized I am sacrificing the long-term value in my life for the sake of this short-term thing, and that really pissed me off. I talked about that in my last video. And there was just more things I wanted to do. I didn't want alcohol to be a hindrance for me. I had bigger aspirations that were the thing that pushed me. Everything is like that. Every single thing is like that. And if you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, links in the description if you don't, if you want to. I keep it pretty lighthearted on Instagram, especially my stories. But I did do a post of 5 weeks, and it was probably the longest Facebook post, written Facebook post in the history of Facebook. It's ridiculous. But you know, one of the things I talked about in there is having a vision for something better. For me, work means everything. I love being in business. If I didn't have that, if I had to go to a job every single day and I didn't have hope of something better, I don't think I would have been able to do this. So I commend people that have that and can stand what they do 5 days a week out of seven and can do that. I don't have that strength. I can tell you that right now. I don't know what I would be like. It wouldn't be good. So if there's one thing that I can say, if there's those of you who may watch this or are going to watch this or are watching this and you think, I don't have the strength for this, I'm not as strong as him, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with having a vision for something better. It's no different than anything. It's, you know, I see it with people all the time who start up ventures and business and then they quit. And the reason they quit, the reason that they don't follow through and do the things that they need to do, the only one biggest reason, I can't say all of them, but I think the biggest factor is that they need a sip of my beer to clear my throat. The one biggest single thing, sorry, I hate talking in absolutes like that. A major factor, in my opinion, from what I've seen and analyzing myself and other people, is being motivated by short-term shit. That's it, right? The only it's you look at working out or something like that, it's really hard with zero immediate benefit other than if you feel good, but eating a box of donuts and a pail of ice cream feels a hell of a lot better. Not drinking feels really good, but slamming back a six-pack and forgetting about life and how shitty it can be is a lot easier. That's always the challenge. It's a matter of us becoming enamored with something better that's long-term, that's going to motivate us, that's going to push us through the temptations to give into the short-term stuff. To me, that's just human motivation 101. So I do want to tell you guys who, you know, there's people that were obviously on the fence and that this, my first video impacted, that made, you know, it made them want to consider going down the same path. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm not saying I'm not going to drink ever, like I said before, but it's really nice. It's really, really nice to be in a place where it doesn't have control over me, because there was something about that that really, it impacted me at a deep level. And I think as people, it impacts us at a deep level because we're doing something so counter to our nature that it has far reaching implications. And so, you know, I mean, every Saturday night, I'd look at my wife Jill and I say, I'm sure glad I'm not drinking tonight. Wake up Sunday morning, I'm so glad I'm not drinking, because I don't wake up hungover and feeling like a piece of crap and all the stuff that comes with that. And that's worth it, you know. Like, there's times where there was something that happened that was super stressful. There were a couple events, obviously my friend passing away, and I was like, oh, it would just be so nice. And the only way that I could not do it in that moment was to think about the long term, like the long term meaning the next day. How would I feel losing all this? And the other big thing that I do want to acknowledge for you guys, and I'm really appreciative of the people that have been supportive and that pay attention to this, that of public accountability has been a massive thing. I actually don't know if I would have followed through on this without that, because there was actually one day, and I think it's Matt, I forget the name right offhand, it's my own, I'm sorry about this, I should remember it, but I walked into the house and I was this close to having one, and then all of a sudden I get a notification on YouTube, the fellow that commented on my video said, I come back to this frequently when I feel like drinking. And it stirred up a resolve in me that said, I am not going to let these people down. And that has been the most powerful thing. So I, you know, people are thanking me for this. I more than thank you guys for taking the time to comment and share your feedback on this. That has been so good for me in giving me the strength. That's so motivating though. There's something about it. So I really appreciate that. If you're on the fence and you're thinking about doing this, give it a shot. Take it one day at a time. There's something about being freed from it that is incredibly valuable. So I'll try to share more. I don't know what else to say. It's the same thing. It gets easier every day. To the extent that I'm motivated by something other than that and not allowing myself to be sucked into short-term stuff, is the scope to which I'm going to have the strength and the motivation to be able to continue on with this. And I think that's the same for everybody. That's the big message that I want to share. So I'm not sure when the next update is going to be. It'll probably be likely the same. If you guys have any feedback or you have any suggestions or thoughts of what I could create content-wise that's not going to take me a whole bunch of time and that would be a value, you think, to you or to anybody else, please let me know. I'd be super happy to consider doing that, because it's such a privilege that anybody gets any value from me, from anything I put out. I'm so grateful to live in a time when we can actually do this. I mean, had I done this, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it would be me and myself and people in my inner circle. I wouldn't have the opportunity to share this with people all over the world and have any impact on anybody. So that's freaking cool, man. It's one of a gazillion reasons that made me excited to do this, because I don't want to squander that. We got so much to live for, so much opportunity. And yeah, really appreciate you guys. Let me know your thoughts. Your comments mean everything to me. If nobody commented, if nobody messaged, nobody said anything, nobody acknowledged my last video, I wouldn't have any motivation to do anymore. And I'm sorry it's been 110 days. Shouldn't have been. But I hope this has been of value. And I thank you guys very much for following along on this journey. If you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. I'll put the link in the description. I do stories, Instagram stories all the time. I'm totally lighthearted most of the time. Love just being a goof. It's a nice release for me. Oh, almost forgot. Cheers. This is not sponsored by Partake. These guys are out of Ontario, Canada. If you want to quit drinking and you love good craft beer, this is not paid for or endorsed by them whatsoever. Though if you guys see this and you do want to, I'd be happy for you to send me some of this, because I love it and I've been telling everybody about it. But it's 0.3%. It's an IPA. It's got the nice dank IPA hop aroma. Flavors on point. I didn't even know that they could, this was possible, so nail it. Cheers.